I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump heads to a campaign rally in Greenville, North Carolina, Wednesday night, promising to continue to talk about four vicious young socialist congresswomen one day after the House of Representatives condemned him for racist remarks targeting the minority lawmakers. Meanwhile, in Washington, the House is set to block a maverick Democrat's bid to impeach President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Congressman Al Green's push has no chance of prevailing.
No, I think we'll get rid of all this right now.
House leaders say it would be premature to vote on impeachment now and force vulnerable lawmakers into making a choice. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they're pushing to make a stronger case for impeaching the president through investigations by several committees.
That is the serious path that we are on.
A vote also risks deepening the rift between Pelosi and some liberal Democrats pushing to oust the president. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has received a sentence that will have him behind bars for the rest of his life. Judge Brian Cogan sentenced Guzman Wednesday to life in prison plus 30 years in a federal court in New York. Outside the courthouse, U.S. Assistant Attorney General Brian Benchowski said the sentencing provides justice for the people of Mexico and the United States.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction. But it ended today with justice.
The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition groups have signed a power-sharing accord in Khartoum. Naba Mohideen reports.
The accord calls for a three-year transitional period leading to elections for a civilian-led government. A ruling sovereign council will have 6 members from the opposition FFC and 5 from the TMC. A TMC member will lead the council for 21 months, after which the leader will come from the opposition. In June, Sudanese security forces stormed a protester camp outside the defense ministry and killed dozens of demonstrators who were demanding civilian rule. The military had taken control of Sudan's government 2 months earlier, ousting longtime President Omar al-Bashir after months of mass protests. The TMC is still insisting on full immunity for anyone who serves on the Sovereign Council. The two sides are scheduled to meet Friday to discuss terms and details of the constitutional draft. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
At least one Turkish diplomat was killed when a gunman opened fire inside a restaurant in the Iraqi Kurdish capital of Erbil Wednesday. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said the diplomat was posted at the Erbil consulate and was attacked and killed by 3 people while eating at that restaurant. The attackers attacked 2 other Iraqi people at a nearby table. One of them died and the other is seriously injured. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey is in the midst of a large military offensive in Iraq's mountainous northern region to rid the area of pockets controlled by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Police in Pakistan have arrested an Islamic cleric whom the United States has designated as a global terrorist for his alleged role in the deadly 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Hafiz Saeed is the founder of the outlawed Lashkar-e-Taiba militant group and the head of its banned charity wing, Jamaat-ud-Dawah. He was traveling to the city of Gujranwala in Punjab province when he was taken into custody. A drop in apartment construction resulted in a decline in U.S. home starts. AP's Mike Kempen has details.
The Commerce Department says construction dropped to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.25 million in June, down nearly a full percentage point from May. Construction of single-family homes rose, but apartment building plunged 9%. But even with last month's decline, apartment starts were still up 25% from June of the year before. Housing starts were up in the Northeast and Midwest, but down in the South and West. Falling mortgage rates are expected to boost home construction. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Our R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.